You do it. Sammy will do that right now. He'll tuck in behind race leader Chandler Smith, and Ross Chastain will do the same thing. Dropping down to the inside of row one will be Cole Custer, and he'll go side by side with Jesse Love. He'll be up there in row two. So it's Love and Sammy Smith, row two. Row three will be John Hunter Nemechek and Ross Chastain. Corey Heim, Justin Allgaier side by side in row four. Row five is going to be Riley Herbst and Sheldon Creed. So far, this race has been all about Chandler Smith, the race leader.
He's led 106 of the 131 laps to this point in the race. Next on the lead lap tally is Justin Allgaier at 14 laps led, and that was at the beginning of today's race. Jeremy Clements has led 7 laps. John Hunter Nemechek has led 4 laps today, but you're right, Chandler Smith has been the dominant driver. He's had the best race car, but we still got a long way to go in today's race.
And the top 17 cars, the last time they were on pit road for those brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles, that was back on lap number 78. As we get ready to go back under the green flag, got a Geico restart coming up here on lap number 132. Cole Custer on the inside, Chandler Smith on the outside, Sammy Smith right behind, side by side. They head back to one.
Chandler Smith, though, will break free from that side by side racing. Cole Custer will slip. He'll lose 1, 2, 3 spots. He may lose even more. He's got to gather that car up. He'll lose second to Sammy Smith. Third to Ross Chastain, and fourth to Justin Allgaier.
And he'll finally slide up the track and get to that second lane in the number 6 position. Up front, Chandler Smith has Sammy Smith bearing down on him. The Smiths are not related, but they both want the same piece of real estate.
And they're both trying to get away from Ross Chastain in third. Chandler, the leader, will get away by one car length over Sammy. Sammy will get away with one and get a bypass now away from Ross Chastain, who rides third.
Oh, Justin Allgaier up the racetrack. Cole Custer got into him and then let him go, and now they're four wide. Sam Mayer on the bottom, and others just like Corey Heim had to bail out, Mike.
Sam Mayer, bonsai to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll try to pass three others and will. Here's Justin Allgaier. He'll break free from that. And behind them, here's Heim and Creed with a wheel.
That mess up off turn number four has enabled the top three to get away, and here's the challenge for the race lead at the start-finish line. Sammy Smith pulls out of line. The Iowa native wants to lead off turn two.
Chevy and Toyota battle for the lead, comes into two. Chevy with the advantage. That's Sammy Smith on the bottom of Chandler Smith. John Hunter Nemechek up the racetrack off turn number two. He'll lose a handful of spots as they continue to dice it up for the lead.
Yeah, top three cars running nose to tail. That's Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, and Ross Chastain. Sam Mayer looking on in fourth. A great three-car battle for the lead.
There they come now. Soon to be a four-car battle for the lead. Sam Mayer wants to tack onto that freight train as well. Meanwhile, fifth on back, Creed, Allgaier, Jesse Love, and Corey Heim go at it there.
13 laps to go in stage number two. Business picking up at the front of the field. Front four now right together, passing the start-finish line. A short gap back to the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth place battles as they go back to Mike Bagley.
Jesse Love just about had Corey Heim's wheels up off the ground off the end of the front straightaway. Heim will get away with the lead, but Love's going to lose a little momentum and fall into the clutches of Riley Herbst.
We are working now lap number 138, closing in on the end of stage number two. Chandler Smith out front by a car length over Sammy Smith. He's got one over Ross Chastain, then Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed. That's your top five. Justin Allgaier, Corey Heim, Jesse Love, Riley Herbst, and Austin Hill make up your top 10.
Cole Custer is back to 11th. John Hunter Nemechek is 12th. Matt DiBenedetto is 13th. Daniel Dye from the back of the field up to 14th. Brett Moffitt is 15th. Leland Honeyman, 16th. Anthony Alfredo is 17th. Then there's Ryan Sieg, Brennan Poole, and Ryan Ellis, the top 20.
And one change in the top five. Sam Mayer by Ross Chastain. Sam up to third. Jeremy Clements running 21st in front of Parker Kligerman and Kyle Sieg. Josh Williams, 24th. Joey Gase, 25th. 26th, Dawson Cram, followed by David Starr, Patrick Emmerling, Haley Deegan and Garrett Smithley. That's your top 30.
31st is Jeb Burton. 32nd, Parker Retzloff. 33rd is Kyle Weatherman. Shane Van Gisbergen will be 34th. Blaine Perkins, 35th. And Brandon Jones, 36th.
That free fall for Cole Custer continues. He's on the bottom of the racetrack right now. Jesse Love lined up to his outside. Behind Jesse comes his teammate, Austin Hill. Right now, that is the battle for 9th, and it's headed towards Mike Bagley.
They're all stacked up there for that 9th position. Jesse Love has his hands full, but he's going to get some relief because Austin Hill, who was pressuring him for a spot, is now being pressured by Cole Custer.
Who's at the bottom of the racetrack is Cole Custer. Pulls even with Austin Hill up off of the turn. Jesse Love right in front of this duo racing side by side. Hard racing here in the back half of the top 10. 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Wheel to wheel for 10th. Custer and Hill continue to go at it. That Ford and Chevy side by side battle. Behind the Chevy of Jesse Love. Oh, Hill was to go at the racetrack. Tried a three wide move. Got into the older asphalt. Slipped and loses momentum.
And then we have 7 laps to go in this one. This is a good one right now. That's for sure. Let's stay with it. Cole Custer down to the inside on Jesse Love.
Rooting and gouging to the bottom of the racetrack. Cole Custer's going to make it work. He'll use the bottom of the racetrack to get by Jesse Love. Now Love has got to play defense. His teammate Austin Hill is going to work on it.
Matt DiBenedetto waiting to see which lane will advance. He's being patient. Can't be too patient because here's John Hunter Nemechek. He'll look to the inside. 2 rows deep, 2x2.
They come off the end of the front straightaway, and Hill slips. He'll take Love up the racetrack just a tad. Love stays in it. Hill stays in it. Look three wide for a moment, because here comes John Hunter Nemechek that wants to squeeze in down low.
Matt DiBenedetto is right there. Brett Moffitt is right there. Cole Custer and Daniel Dye. What a race we have. Jesse Love trying to hold on to position number 10. They are 3 wide right behind.
Jesse Love will hang on to that spot. Hill will go to 11th. That 3 wide will funnel back to double wide formation. John Hunter Nemechek will come out on top of that battle. What great racing we have deep in this field.
With 4 laps to go in the stage, challenge change for the 2nd spot. Sam Mayer drives by Sammy Smith. So Mayer goes to 2nd. Behind them, Sheldon Creed is under attack.
Yeah, Sheldon Creed has his hands full with Corey Heim. That's the race for the 5th position. Heim and Justin Allgaier right behind the Creed car.
We have 3 laps to go in the stage. It's Chandler Smith, Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith. That's your top 3, but Sammy's just trying to hold on to 3rd. He looks in the rearview mirror. He sees Ross Chastain right there.
Both of those drivers using the middle lane of the racetrack. Sammy Smith slides a bit wide, coming off the corner, and that's going to open up the inside lane for Ross Chastain.
Scoots right on by. Does Ross Chastain, Allgaier, way up the racetrack in turns 3 and 4, nearly collected the safer barrier, gives up a ton of track position as we've got just 2 laps to go on the stage.
Leaders come back into turn number 2. It's all Chandler Smith. He's got about a half a length of the back straightaway lead over Sam Mayer. It's about another 8 back to Ross Chastain in 3rd. And here's Corey Heim getting inside of Sammy Smith for 4th.
Chandler Smith closed out stage number 1 with a green and white checkered flag. And Mike Bagley, he is going to try to
trouble. Turn number 3 is Jesse Love. He'll pop a right front and make hard contact into the safer barrier. He'll ride the barrier all the way through turn number 4. We heard it happen. We felt it happen. Jesse Love in trouble in turn 4.
That'll put us under the caution flag for the 5th time in today's race. Just 1 lap shy of the stage win off turn number 4. Here comes Chandler Smith. His 5th stage win of the season. He'll sweep the stages here today, and the top 10, Jeff, will get paid championship points.
And that's Chandler Smith who picks up the stage win just exactly like he did in stage number 1. He wins stage 2 over Sam Mayer, Ross Chastain. Corey Heim was 4th. Sammy Smith was 5th. Sheldon Creed, 6th. Justin Allgaier, 7th. Riley Herbst, 8th. Cole Custer, 9th. And Austin Hill completes the top 10 in stage number 2.
Wait for your men's or women's health care at the doctor's office or Redbox Rx it and get the care you need wherever you are. Wait for prescriptions at the pharmacy or Redbox Rx it and have it shipped to you. Redbox Rx is the easy, affordable way to get quality personalized care with private online consultations, upfront pricing, and low-cost prescriptions shipped for free. Redbox Rx, the same, but really different. Get 50% off your first prescription at RedboxRx.com with code NASCAR.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires and up the racing field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
This is the second time that Chandler Smith has swept stages. The first time was Las Vegas this year. John Hunter Nemechek picked up the win. Chandler Smith out front right now as we work under the caution flag, the end of stage two from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Jesse Love put us under the caution flag. Up the racetrack he went, pounded the outside retaining wall in four as we were completing the last lap in the stage, so it ended under the caution flag. Chandler Smith, riding the ship. Now, can he close it out here and take that car all the way to victory lane? We still have, what, just under 100 laps remaining, 97 to be exact, next time by.
Yeah, he started the season off seven races. He picked up three stage wins and also two race wins. In the last seven races, Chandler Smith doesn't even have a stage win, and he's only got two top 10 finishes over the last seven races. So to your point, Jeff, he does need to right the ship here as this race team. They've got him a good race car. They've been up front. They've been dominating, 128 laps led of the 153 that we've completed.
You know, since that point that you talk about of those first seven races, he's only had a pair of top 10 finishes. Those were both seventh, once at Dover, most recently last week at Sonoma. Otherwise, it was just rough. 15th at Texas, 25th he finished at Talladega, 12th Darlington, 18th Charlotte, Portland 35th. This is exactly right now what this team needed.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's also a good hard lesson to be learned for a young driver like this. The race team's certainly well aware of it with Joe Gibbs Racing, but this is a long season. When you look at the calendar, when we start in Daytona back in the month of February and end up in Phoenix at the early part of the month of November, to sustain top-notch race-winning type performance every single week on every different type of racetrack the NASCAR Xfinity Series runs on, it's very difficult to do. You're going to have your successes and you're going to have your failures. The key is to continue to understand what went wrong, how you can improve when you get to the racetrack the next weekend, and know that A, you've got confidence in your race team, and B, confidence in yourself as a driver to be able to go out and shake off a bad streak and get things righted.
And Chris Wildner, you've been listening to the radio all day long for Chandler Smith. How has that team coach their driver in Chandler Smith?
Well, it's been baby steps, Jeff. Every time the caution has come out, Jeff Mendering, the crew chief, keeps reminding Chandler that the racetrack is going to change. So they've made minor adjustments every single time to keep up with the racetrack. That's a term we often hear here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And as this track continues to change, the sun continues to change in the sky and the heat in the racetrack, Chandler's had to adjust his driving style just a little bit, but overall he's been super happy. Minor adjustments, as I mentioned, every time they've been down pit road. But the key now is finding that initial fire off speed. As he said, he's got the best long run car, and he's shown that here this afternoon. But right now, under this pit stop, they're going to make a minor adjustment and give him a little more fire off so he doesn't lose the initial lead off the jump on a restart. So all things, though, so far so good for Chandler Smith, certainly showing his capabilities here at Iowa Speedway.
Fire being the operative word, because in the infield right now, the Jesse Love car is burning. While it was on the wrecker being towed back to the Xfinity Series garage, it was on fire. The wrecker team had to stop immediately right beside the infield care center, drop the race car so the wrecker didn't burn as well. Safety and fire marshals now on the scene, but a wicked sight right in the heart of the infield of Iowa Speedway of the beat up Jesse Love car that put us under this caution flag.
Just a moment ago, Chris Wilner was talking about Chandler Smith. He's going to be doing that again right now, because here comes Chandler down pit road. Pit road is open. All of the leaders on the lead lap headed your way.
That's right, and Chandler Smith, they're going to make an air pressure adjustment, but the key for him is getting the fire off in 3 to 4 laps. After that, he is good. Sammy Smith is in the exact opposite. The longer the run goes, they felt like they were losing speed off of corner exit. They're going to make a chassis adjustment. Justin Allgaier, scuffed tires for him, and a right rear spring rubber going out of that Chevrolet. Steve Post.
John Hunter Nemechek needs more front end speed of this one, so they're making a minor adjustment on that car. Cole Custer had a bit of a vibration there that kind of nursed that car to the finish, and he was tight over the course of the run. Ryan Seat goes out way ahead of everyone else. We'll have to check on that. Chandler Smith goes out second. Sheldon Creed is third. Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, and it looks like Sam Mayer, your front five. Brett Moffitt gets pit service. We mentioned Riley Herbst. Corey Heim has a pretty good race car. Pit stops here, lap 156, end of stage number two.
Well, Ryan Sieg did not put on fresh tires. They opted just to take Sunoco fuel only, and Ryan Sieg will pick up the race lead.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie.
Hey, 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 hey.
Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters June 21st.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Iowa Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, running the Hy-Vee Perks 250 here at Iowa Speedway. Josh Williams stayed on the racetrack and did not come to pit lane, therefore he will pick up the race lead. Ryan Sieg did come to pit road, but did not take tires, took Sunoco fuel only. Ryan Sieg will be second. Then Chandler Smith will be third. Riley Herbst was fourth, but just made another pit stop. Steve Post, why?
Riley Herbst was coming out of pit road, and so was Ross Chastain, and they bounced off of each other, and there was damage on the Riley Herbst car right on the left front of the car right behind the wheel, so they had to bring the car in and do some adjustments on there. One of the brackets, they needed to take a look at that and just make sure that they had good clearance on the left front wheel of the Riley Herbst car. They also put some tape on the grill and kind of made some adjustments there. But contact here between him and Ross Chastain, I believe it was, as Chastain came out of his pit box right into the side of the Riley Herbst car.
That's going to move him all the way back to position number 24, getting ready for a Geico restart with Ryan Sieg and Josh Williams on the front row. Row two on the inside is going to be Sam Mayer. To his outside is Chandler Smith. Again, a Geico restart coming up, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Green flag goes back in the air. You got Josh Williams outside. Ryan Sieg on the bottom, shooting the gap up the middle. Three wide is Chandler Smith.
And that's going to force Josh Williams up the racetrack. He will lose the top spot. Sieg away with the lead. And here comes Sam Mayer. He'll dive to the bottom out of two, side by side for the lead.
Chandler Smith thought he saw the opening. He may have, but then it closed, and the opening was there for Sam Mayer as he comes to second place. Right now, it's Ryan Sieg showing the way, then Sam Mayer, then Josh Williams, and behind that, they go side by side.
Sheldon Creed on the outside of the racetrack felt a challenge there from Chandler Smith, and Chandler Smith will slip off the corner, and it may cost him a handful of spots before it's all over.
He's lost one to Corey Heim, loses one to Brett Moffitt, loses another to John Hunter Nemechek. The backslide is not done for Chandler Smith. Austin Hill goes by. Sammy Smith goes by, as does Justin Allgaier.
Chandler Smith dropping anchor right now, and he's going to be ushered outside of the top 10. For a driver that's dominated this race today, he is behind the eight ball as he just got freight trained one lap ago.
Now Ross Chastain rides right behind Chandler Smith as he rides right behind Justin Allgaier. Further up, John Hunter Nemechek thinking about three wide. This is a battle just outside of the top five.
He'll race to the inside of Josh Williams, Austin Hill there, Corey Heim as well. Williams almost gets pitched into the outside wall. Still three wide with Hill in the middle and Heim on the bottom.
Josh Williams was third last time by. Not anymore. He went way up the racetrack off turn number four. He, too, has been given the bum's rush by the majority of the top ten. Sammy Smith is the next in line to go underneath Josh Williams.
Sammy Smith is going to try to make that move midway between turns one and two, but Josh Williams able to stop the free fall, at least for now, while Sam Mayer has turned the wick up on Ryan Sieg for the lead.
85 laps to go. Let's check in at the Infield Care Center with Chris Wilner.
Jesse Love is out of the care center. First off, Jesse, are you okay? I know you had to catch your breath after that one.
Yeah, I was just telling you, when you wreck midgets and sprint cars your whole life, these don't hurt as bad, so I'm all right.
What happened from your perspective?
I think what might have happened was on that restart when the double zero kind of washed up, and I tried to fill the gap because, I mean, track position is so important. Made a little contact there with him, and maybe that slowly leaked, and then it finally, because we started bleeding pretty bad, and then we blew it right front, so.
Glad to see you all right. Jesse Love out of the care center's day is done for Richard Childress Racing.
And meanwhile, on lap 166, the 36-year-old driver, Ryan Sieg from Tucker, Georgia, is showing the way and using strategy in a very fast car to hold off Sam Mayer and Sheldon Creed. That's your top three. They make their way down the front straightaway. Good battle there. Good battle behind. Mike, pick one.
Cole Custer running right now in fourth, has one in his rearview mirror. He's got Brett Moffitt, he's got John Hunter Nemechek, he's got Corey Heim and Austin Hill all lined up. The General doing a good job right now keeping them in the rearview mirror.
He is. Behind that group that Mike was describing is Justin Allgaier. He's trying to fend off a hard-charging Chandler Smith, who seems to find his footing after backsliding early after the restart.
They are racing for the 11th position. Allgaier in 11th. You've got Chandler Smith in 12th. You've also got Ross Chastain and Parker Kligerman in that battle. Is clear on the quest for real estate. Change for the lead. C goes wide in four.
Well, he goes way up the racetrack, Mike, and two drivers are going to get by, one being Sam Mayer, the other being Sheldon Creed. Ryan Sieg may have moved up to give him the spot, Mike, but he almost stuck it in the fence.
Yeah, he got up into the old asphalt, and that's like going into the ice arena, as it were. He was able to reel the car back in, but not before losing two spots, most notably the lead.
And he's got it gathered right back up, and he's only a car length and a half off the back bumper. Now make it two from the second place car of Sheldon Creed. We're down to 80 laps to go in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. It's Sam Mayer up front, Sheldon Creed second, Ryan Sieg third, Cole Custer is fourth, Brett Moffitt is fifth, John Hunter Nemechek sixth, Corey Heim is seventh, Austin Hill eighth, Josh Williams ninth, and Sammy Smith is 10th.
We'll take you down to at least the top 20 here on lap number 171. Alex gave you the top 10. Justin Allgaier right now riding 11th in front of Chandler Smith, the most dominant car here so far today. Now with a lot of work to do, Chandler is 12th. Ross Chastain, 13th, 14th to Parker Kligerman. Daniel Dye, 15th. Ryan Ellis, 16th. Matt DiBenedetto, 17th. Riley Herbst, 18th. 19th to Brennan Poole. And Kyle C. completes the top 20.
21st is Anthony Alfredo. 22nd is Leland Honeyman. Joey Gase, an Iowa native, is 23rd. Dawson Cram, 24th. David Starr is 25th. Patrick Emmerling is the first car a lap or more down. Patrick Emmerling is 26th, one lap down, and he's on a lap all by himself. 27th, two laps down, is Jeremy Clements after battling some fuel pressure issues. Haley Deegan is 28th. Garrett Smithley, 29th. And Jeb Burton is 30th.
Jesse Love will be scored 31st. Parker Retzloff, these are drivers now out of the event. Love 31st, Retzloff 32nd, Kyle Weatherman 33rd, Shane Van Gisbergen 34th. He went out on lap 86. Blaine Perkins 35th, and Brandon Jones will be scored in position number 36. 175 laps complete next time by.
That means there'll be 75 to go in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. And Mike Bagley, things beginning to settle down just a bit, at least through the top 10 to 15 cars.
Yeah, everybody just trying to settle themselves down. As you mentioned, and Jeff mentioned, we still got a lot of racing left to go here at the Iowa Speedway, but want to give a shout out to Ryan Sieg, who's been able to cycle his way up into the top five after leading a couple of laps and trying to keep everybody behind him. He's still running in third, albeit being pressed right now and being bypassed by Cole Custer for fourth. But this is a team that has been in contention to win some races. They've had a chance to do it, haven't done it yet, but they're having a good day facing all of the unknowns along with everybody else here in Iowa.
Right now running third behind Sheldon Creed, who is second, and Sam Mayer, who picked up the win earlier this year at Texas. Young, talented race car driver. You know, it gets lost on us. We talk about Sam Mayer and others so often, we forget just how young they are. Sam Mayer is only 20 years old.
It is mind-boggling when you stop and think about it, because it seems like we've been talking about him for years and years and years, in which we have for the last handful of seasons. And boy, Ryan Sieg off turn two really slips, lets one, two, three, four cars go by him. Again, Ryan Sieg did not take fresh Goodyear tires on the last pit stop, elected to do Sunoco fuel only. But yeah, you're right. Guys like Sam Mayer and Sheldon Creed, who've been around this sport for a while. Heck, our defending series champion, Cole Custer, he's been racing a long time as well, but he's still a very young man.
And then you've got the driver running second, which is Sheldon Creed, Alex. And there's one thing missing on his resume. We talk about him a lot. Career start number 85 here. Made his first start at Mid-Ohio way back in 2017. Sheldon Creed still, to this point, without a win.
He's been close so many times. As a matter of fact, you can almost call him Mr. Second Place. As many times as he's finished a runner-up, he's led a ton of laps yet to get to victory lane. So Sheldon Creed, he's been at Richard Childress Racing in the Xfinity Series. He's now at Joe Gibbs Racing. He's had good race cars, just hasn't been able to quite seal the deal as of yet.
You know, when I look at the leaderboard and I see Sam Mayer and Creed and Custer and Nemechek and Moffitt, which is your top five, and I look at laps led and I see 131 laps led today by Chandler Smith, but he is not even in the top 10 at the moment. After a rough restart, he just plummeted through the field. He has since just fallen in line. He's 12th. He's riding there with Justin Allgaier. Has not picked up a spot, but Chris Wilner, this was a dominant car early. What are they saying about it now?
Well, so far, Chandler's been quiet about the balance since that restart. But remember, before the pit stop, he wanted to get better fire off speed. And so they made a slight adjustment, but suddenly went backwards. The only thing he said on the radio, Jeff, was, I'm sorry, I made a mistake on that restart that caused him to go up the hill and lose a ton of spots. But unfortunately now, being backed in traffic, it's really upsetting the handling, it looks like, on the race car. And he's unable to make those kind of passes like he would up closer to the front of the field. So no big issues right now, but just trying to nurse this car and see if it gets better over the course of the long run.
He was able to get by Justin Allgaier with a nice piece of driving to pinch Allgaier behind the car of Josh Williams. However, in the exchange, Ross Chastain got by Chandler Smith. Everybody chases Sam Mayer with 67 laps to go.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down, now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you gotta have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
64 laps to go. We stay under the green flag. We do have a green flag unscheduled stop by Brett Moffitt. Ryan Sieg also peels off the racetrack. He'll come to pit lane. We'll cover those stops in just a moment. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank. Durant.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
61 laps to go now here in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. You mentioned giving up a spot inside the top 10. Two drivers doing that to come to pit lane, starting with Brett Moffitt in front of Steve Post.
Brett Moffitt was hoping to give the Joe Gibbs Toyota a good run here in his home state, but he reported a vibration on the car. They came down, they put four scuffed tires on it, and as soon as they rolled the right side tires over to the wall, it was obvious those tires had blistered up pretty significantly. So right side blistered tires, and now they're laps down, and Brett Moffitt's just trying to hang on, see what they can do to the end of this one.
All right, Posty, and we are now into the longest green flag run of the afternoon. Next time by for Sam Mayer, and that green flag run now consists of 34 laps. That's the longest green flag run. When will they come to pit road? When will they elect to come to pit road? Obviously, you don't want to do it under the green flag, Alex. You'd like to get a timely caution, but you just can't predict that.
No, and you don't want to be the timely caution either, because we are, as you pointed out, in uncharted waters right now, because we're in 35 consecutive green flag laps run, longest green flag stretch we've seen of the entire race. Battle thing beginning to pick up for the number two, or check that, the number three spot. Cole Custer and John Hunter Nemechek on the backstretch.
Nemechek started a run to the bottom of turn two, thought he was going to have a lane, but all of a sudden Cole Custer kicked into the outside line, but here comes Nemechek again back to the bottom.
This battle for third is a long way behind Sheldon Creed. Sheldon all by himself in position number two. Custer up the racetrack. He's got third. Here comes John Hunter to the inside.
Yeah, John Hunter got the good look as Custer swung wide midway between turns one and two. He'll stay there off the end of the back straightaway. This ongoing battle for the third position.
Yeah, it stays side by side off turn four. There's a lot of lap traffic dead ahead. That race leader Sam Mayer is trying to put a lap down right now.
Sam Mayer's got his work cut out for him. He's going to start to work his way through the lap traffic. He's already got three of them in the rear view. Got one more, Anthony Alfredo, directly ahead.
And those three now will be the project for Sheldon Creed to try to pick those off, as Sam Mayer now is some clean track, at least for the moment, in front of him. 1:96 down as we have, 54 laps remaining. Let's follow Sam Mayer up and off turn number two.
He will bypass the Anthony Alfredo lap car. He's got some real estate now between himself and more of the lap traffic. First driver he'll encounter in that lap traffic category will be Jeb Burton.
Josh Williams, who played a little strategy card by staying on the racetrack under the last caution, he's given up track position. Josh Williams coming to pit lane for routine service there as well. Jeff, a little strategy beginning to play out. You kind of teased just a bit on one more pit stop for these teams they're going to have to make as DiBenedetto comes in. When will that pit stop be? You don't want to be the caution flag, and you also don't want to be the one to come in under green flag conditions and then have the problem on the racetrack. So that could be a big issue. That's why these crew chiefs make a lot of money.
I know two people that have the answer. They're down on pit road, Chris Wilner and Steve Post. Steve, what are you hearing? How long will they stay out?
They can stay to the end of the race, but they won't stay to the end of the race. I'd be shocked if they would. Right now, there's a lot of drivers complaining about vibrations. You guys have documented this is the longest run, and I think the tires are showing it. Cole Custer's the one I've been monitoring here, and he said the vibration just keeps getting worse and worse. Jonathan Toney said, we have not had any blistering issues this race, and they can't imagine what it is. They've asked him to hang in there for a few more laps. I think the code for that is hang in there. Maybe someone else will have a problem and we'll have a caution to come down. So that's the story on Cole Custer. Chris Wilner, what are you hearing with some of the drivers on your end?
Yeah, well, Steve, Sheldon Creed, they're instructing him now just to use the tools inside of the race car, the brake fans, trying to do whatever they can to keep pressure off of the right front tire. And so he came over the radio, and spotters are working with him as well. But his crew chief, Sam McCauley, said, we need to extend this as long as possible. We don't want to be the reason that everybody
trouble
comes out.
Turn number four, Justin Allgaier pops a tire, pounds the outside wall. Smoke trails from that Junior Motorsport Chevrolet. What a hit for Little Gator. He'll bring it to a halt right in the middle of the Geico restart zone.
That puts us under the caution now for the sixth time for Justin Allgaier, the problem in front of Mike Bagley.
And we heard it, Alex. We heard the tire go, and he shot up the racetrack, and he pounded the safer barrier hard. Nobody else involved. It was just Justin Allgaier. Losing a tire, hitting the wall, grinding to a halt up against the safer barrier at the start of the front stretch.
The teams wanted it. The drivers wanted it. That was the trip to pit road. They're going to get that now because the caution flag is out. 202 laps complete. 48 laps remain. Sam Mayer out front. But again, the caution lights are on.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network. Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
The message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pit stops coming up shortly from Iowa Speedway. All of the cars will be on pit road from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
They're waiting and chomping to get to pit road, but it'll be at least another lap. Justin Allgaier's car being removed from up along the fence in turn number four. Mike, I know you said this before regarding other ones, but you said during the commercial break you heard it and you felt it when Allgaier's tire let go.
Yeah, that sound is a sound we don't like hearing when a tire lets go, especially that right front tire, because when that tire lets loose, that right front goes down, the driver has no control, and 99.9% of the time they are going into the safer barrier. That's exactly what has happened to Justin Allgaier. Jesse Love has had that challenge. We've had that challenge on several occasions here this afternoon at Iowa.
Along with A.J. Allmendinger. Now, Jeb Burton had the problem, but his happened before he got to the turn, so he had more of a glancing blow and riding along the outside wall. It all just depends on your luck. Where does that happen here at Iowa Speedway? And unfortunately for some of these drivers, it's happened in absolutely the worst spot. We just have 15 cars currently on the lead lap. Leland Honeyman is the last car on the lead lap as we get set for pit stops.
Why don't we remind everybody those lead lap cars? Here they come to pit road. Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, John Hunter Nemechek, Corey Heim, Cole Custer, top five, Austin Hill, Ross Chastain, Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, Riley Herbst, top 10. The other five cars remaining on the lead lap. Daniel Dye, Parker Kligerman, Ryan Ellis, Brennan Poole, Leland Honeyman. Time to go to work. We'll start with Chris Wilner.
Here comes Sheldon Creed to the attention of his JGR Racing crew. He said he was a little bit tight on exit as they were trying to use the brake fans to help adjust that race car. They're going to make a slight air pressure adjustment. Four tires in Sunoco Fuel, their final set. Sammy Smith is in, already done with the right side. Sunoco Fuel going in as well. Parker Kligerman down on my end as well. Let's go down to Steve Post.
Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The call for John Hunter Nemechek. They're continuing to work on the short run speed of that car. Here's Sam Mayer in, four tires Sunoco Fuel as well. Cole Custer is in. Car got a little bit tight and he had that vibration. He was glad to see that caution come out. Here's the race off from pit road. John Hunter Nemechek's going to get it with Sheldon Creed. Sam Mayer goes out third. Cole Custer goes out fourth. And how about that? Austin Hill comes out in the fifth spot. This is the final set of new tires for all these teams, with the exception of John Hunter Nemechek, who does have another set of sticker tires sitting here in the pit box.
For Chandler Smith, the car who's led the most laps today, well, the pit crew got the job done. They gained two positions on that exchange, and Chandler Smith will climb the leaderboard up to the number six position.
43 laps to go when they come around this time. We still work under the caution flag. The run to the checkered flag from Iowa Speedway coming up shortly.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
We will be ready to go back under the green flag when we come back with John Hunter Nemechek at the front, Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer, Cole Custer, and Austin Hill, top five. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You crave power, but your ride is holding you back. Feeling the burn of mediocrity instead of the thrill of domination. E3's cutting-edge tech, the same spark that fuels NASCAR champions, also delivers maximum fuel efficiency, so you spend less time at the pump and more time at the track. This is championship performance. This is E3 Spark Plugs. Don't just dream of speed. Make it your reality. Power, speed, endurance. E3, what are you running?
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work. Tomorrow at 6 Eastern, it's the Iowa Corn 350 from Iowa Speedway on the Motor Racing Network.
As promised, back under the green flag in one lap. Front row, John Hunter Nemechek, Sam Mayer, John Hunter on the outside. Row 2, Austin Hill on the inside, Sheldon Creed on the outside. Row 3, Corey Heim inside of Cole Custer. Row 4, Riley Herbst and Chandler Smith. Row 5 has Daniel Dye down to the inside on Ross Chastain. It's time to settle it. I don't know that we've seen our last caution, but we'll be going the final 40 laps when they come by next time.
Yeah, and the longest green flag stretch we've seen was the one we just wrapped up at 42 laps. So we will not hit that mark here from here on out, I should say, until the advertised distance. So what they have right now is what they're going to have for the most part to the end of the race, unless there is a caution with about 20 or 25 laps to go in today's race. And that could change things up, especially with a couple of these teams that did not pit early on in the race and saved a set of tires for later.
Time to run and hide here at the Iowa Speedway. Crowd on their feet. A sold-out crowd is announced by the Speedway. Getting ready for the final 40 laps here. Green flag in the air. John Hunter on the outside. Sam Mayer on the inside. They race back to turn one.
They mirror each other at the entrance of one, but Sam Mayer's going to slip. He's going to lose a shot at the lead. Second, he's in the middle of a three wide. Austin Hill looks down low. Mayer will jump in line behind Cole Custer.
With Austin Hill digging downstairs further back. Parker Kligerman goes way up the racetrack, nearly touches the safer barrier, gathers it back up as they race wheel to wheel for the top spot in turn two.
Sheldon Creed sees his opportunity. He wants the point, and he's diving to the inside of the racetrack to get it. But the problem is, John Hunter Nemechek, it's a better run from the top of turn two. Nemechek keeps the lead. Creed under fire now with Custer for second.
Cole Custer to the outside. Sheldon Creed just trying to get it gathered back up. He's going to lose second. He may lose third. Here comes Austin Hill to his outside. Sam Mayer right there as well.
Creed is going to run Hill hard for that third position, but Creed will slip. Hill will grab third, and now here's Sam Mayer trying to regain some lost ground, trying to run to the outside, but Mayer will throw the block right now. Green will throw the block. Oh, they touch. Here's Mayer digging hard down low.
He goes to the inside of Sheldon Creed. Nothing there. Further up, the challenge for second is on. Austin Hill dives to the bottom of the racetrack on Cole Custer.
Custer almost ran him all the way to the wall down to the inside of the racetrack off the end of the front stretch. Hill did not lift. Hill will grab second. Custer third. Here comes Sheldon Creed and Mayer in fourth and fifth.
Boy, how about the rally back, Mike, for Austin Hill? He led the field of the green flag, faded quickly outside of the top 10, looking like it would be a long afternoon. Now we're down to just 36 laps to go, and Austin's looking for the win.
Tip of the cap to Austin and also his pit crew. He was mid-pack at one point and mired in traffic, but right now when it matters the most, he is in position. The second position behind race leader John Hunter Nemechek.
With Austin Hill, I had him as deep as 21st in the race earlier, Steve Post. Nice rally for Austin Hill and the race team.
Yeah, and Mike Bagley stated it perfectly. They've worked on that race car a lot. It's been really, really loose over the course of the run. And finally, Andy Street hit on something that got him toward the front of the field. Mike mentioned it. They had a great pit stop that put him out in the top five. He's broken to second, and his spotter just reminded him, be patient, get up there, and remember earlier in the race, John Hunter Nemechek roughed you up, so if you need to recall that as you race for the win, keep that in the back of your mind as well. So stay tuned. Austin Hill runs in the second spot.
Brennan Poole with a problem off turn four, way off the pace in turns one and two. Tries to get that car to the apron of the racetrack. Successful in that endeavor as the race leader, John Hunter Nemechek, comes to the line. 33 laps to go.
And you were mentioning to me that Austin Hill is running on...
Oh, trouble! Austin Hill's in the wall! He'll pop a tire! Slam the Schaefer barrier off the end of the front straightaway. Trouble for Austin Hill, running in second at the time. Woes the car down, sitting crossways of the racetrack in turns one and two.
Under the caution flag we go. It comes out now for the seventh time here this afternoon. It does so on lap 217. More on Austin Hill in a moment. To the care center we go. Justin Allgaier into four a few moments ago, Chris.
That's right, and Justin Allgaier out of the care center. We just watched what happened to Austin Hill. What did you feel behind the wheel of the race car leading into that heavy contact in turn four?
Unfortunately, I mean, obviously I felt the tire go down. You know, it's kind of a shame. We had gotten really free there, and we were doing everything we could to keep as much off the right front as we possibly could. And that last caution, Jim even told me, he said, hey, man, our fronts look the best of anybody's. And, you know, it's disappointing. You know, obviously, hate it for everybody, Precision Build, Brand Professional Agriculture. Our Camaro was good today. Track position was really important, and we lost a little bit of that early, making adjustments to try to save the tires. And, you know, I don't know. It's super disappointing at how this kind of all played out today, but you know, proud of the effort, proud of the team, and thankful for all the good safety equipment that we have, and we'll come out here and try to regroup and go next week to have a little bit of fun.
You guys were on scuffs too, so just how hard is it on a long run that we just saw before the most recent caution just to manage your stuff?
Well, we were on a half a lap scuffs. We did all of that during practice as a way to kind of keep the tires from blowing out, and unfortunately we started a blowout. So, you know, you never know. You know, there was a lot of things to play into it right there. I mean, I feel like, you know, I told Jim, I feel like I was driving harder just to even run the same pace, which I don't really understand. We'll need to go back and kind of look at some different things and see what happens. But obviously a big hit in the points today, which really is frustrating. But I felt like we did all the right things, just nothing to show for it.
All right, we're glad you're all right. That's Justin Allgaier out of the care center. And, of course, the latest to hit the find the safer barrier here on the outside of Iowa Speedway due to a tire going down.
Yeah, tough break for Justin Allgaier, but the pro that he is and the veteran keeps things in perspective. He mentioned the points. He's battling, trying to win the regular season championship and the bonuses that comes along with that for Justin Allgaier.
Another hard hit. This time it was Austin Hill. You heard Mike Bagley call it going off the end of the front straightaway into the outside retaining wall in turn number one. Steve Post was listening in on the conversation.
Yeah, and Austin said as they come off from turn number four, he said, something's wrong. And right here in a brutal, ironic twist in front of the pit crew, that car just went rocketing to the right and up into the wall. The left front was flat when it went by us. Don't know if there was a right front flat or not. We'll have to hear from Austin, but it happened right here in front of the crew. He literally apologized to the crew after he caught his breath. He said, guys, I didn't catch it fast enough, or I'd have saved your race car, but Austin Hill saw that one coming. We've had a number where they didn't see it coming. Austin saw it or heard it coming, felt it coming, but just didn't get the car wowed down. And they're taking the pit box down, and Austin Hill is done for the day.
Going through the notes, we've been able to come up with the fact that the tires that they put on the Austin Hill car on the last pit stop had 18 laps on them. So they put on 18 lap scuffs for the Austin Hill car. Now the green light is on at the entrance to pit road. John Hunter Nemechek will bypass the entrance, as does the top five cars. Top six, seven, eight, nine, looks like the top 10 are all gonna stay on the racetrack. We're down to 29 laps to go.
Wait for your men's or women's health care at the doctor's office or Redbox Rx it and get the care you need wherever you are. Wait for prescriptions at the pharmacy or Redbox Rx it and have it shipped to you. Redbox Rx is the easy, affordable way to get quality personalized care with private online consultations, upfront pricing, and low-cost prescriptions shipped for free. Redbox Rx, the same but really different. Get 50% off your first prescription at RedboxRx.com with code NASCAR.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by Jeffy Lowe.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
Listen to daily NASCAR news from the Motor Racing Network on NASCAR Hot Pass and NASCAR Today on your local MRN radio station.
27 laps to go here in today's Hy-Vee Perks 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series here at Iowa Speedway. We've had 7 caution flags here today. If you're interested, the most cautions we've had here at this racetrack for the Xfinity Series has been 12, and that was back in August of 2009.
And we'll see what happens here over the course, like you said, as we wind this down. Just more than 25 laps remaining, 27 to be exact. Don't forget tomorrow coming up at 6 o'clock Eastern. If this has been exciting, hang on for what we have in store for you tomorrow. It will be the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. This same broadcast team plus Rusty Wallace will be here beginning at 6 o'clock. One of the cars out there resembling an old Rusty Wallace throwback. Daniel Dye behind the wheel of what is a tribute to Rusty Wallace, having a good run, running 10th.
Yeah, he is. Has an outstanding day. He had to start at the back of the field. They did not get a chance to qualify. Nobody did today because of rain this morning. By the metrics, they had to start next to last, and Daniel Dye has gained an awful lot since the start of the race.
And he would call that midnight, Rusty Wallace would. We'll see how this thing winds down as we get ready to go. 26 laps remain. John Hunter Nemechek gets away in a hurry. Cole Custer to the outside. Sam Mayer downstairs. Battle for second.
Sam Mayer now running in the second position, trying to take the lead, but he'll bobble a bit coming off the corner. He'll lose second to Custer. He'll fall in line in third, right in front of Sheldon Creed.
Creed, however, gets a little wiggly in turns three and four, gives up a car length, and here's the challenge for the second spot. Sam Mayer on the move again to the inside of Cole Custer. Sam Mayer makes short work of the battle for second.
What a move by Sam Mayer coming off the end of the front straight. away. He'll dive low, grab the spot, slide across the nose of Custer, and take second. But now, he'll go to work on Nemechek. He's two car lengths behind the race leader.
Riley Herbst down to the inside on Sheldon Creed. He will pick up fourth. Sheldon back to fifth. Well, the battle's not over yet because here comes others all lining up right behind. That's a good battle from fifth on back.
Corey Heim started a run to the bottom. He gets back in line behind Creed and now gets moved by Chastain. Chastain will move him up the racetrack in turn two, take the spot. Now Chastain will go to work on the Creed car.
Sheldon Creed is the car leading that parade from fifth on back. Now Chastain gets the favor repaid courtesy of the front bumper of Corey Heim. Heim gets him out of the way. That leaves the bottom wide open for Chandler Smith to capitalize.
Chandler Smith started a three-wide run to the inside and then had to bail out of it at the last minute. That bailout will give Heim the spot and leave Chandler Smith to race side-by-side with Chastain.
And Sammy Smith looking on and Parker Kligerman looking on. Daniel Dye is right there. Further up, we got a battle for third. Cole Custer's got it. Here comes Riley Herbst. Those two now side-by-side.
A couple of teammates going at it right there. Herbst will slide through. He'll grab third. Custer falls to fourth. Sheldon Creed running out the top five. And now as Corey Heim is broken free of Ross Chastain, he'll go to work and he'll try to pierce that top five bubble.
21 laps to go this time by in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. John Hunter Nemechek, Sam Mayer, they're beginning to distance themselves from the rest of the field.
Starting to tiptoe away from everybody else, John Hunter has about a four-car length advantage over Sam Mayer. Mayer's got about 10 now over Riley Herbst as things have settled down among the top six.
And then you've got Cole Custer, Mike Bagley, he is fourth. We got a caution flag flying. We've got a car that has gone up in smoke. Brennan Poole into turn number one. All of a sudden, a big plume of smoke out from behind his Chevrolet Camaro. And that will put us under the caution flag for the eighth time. 19 laps to go. Next time by.
So this caution is going to settle things down again, as we were just talking about. John Hunter Nemechek and Sam Mayer beginning to pull away from third on back, but this will bunch everybody right back up, and the decision will have to be made again when we get the one to go and what lane to choose. Inside lane has not been the preferred line on restarts. We'll go a little deeper into that decision-making process in just a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Motor Racing Network live at Iowa Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, racing the Hy-Vee Perks 250. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel with Mike Bagley out in the turns for us this afternoon, and Steve Post and Chris Wilner.